This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Betting Weekly podcast, our Primera Liga edition with myself, Harry Simu, and the main man, Mr. Carlos Santos. Carlos, how are you? Where are you joining us from this time? What part of the world?
It's very hot here, I can tell you that. I'm good, Harry. Thank you very much for having me once again. I hope you're fine as well. Look, I'm in Qatar right now. I told you I would be where the action is. It's not here yet, but it's going to get here. So I just decided, why not come here first, right? So I just stay here already in Qatar, in Doha.
That's it. Exactly. Lovely stuff. Of course, the World Cup is around the corner and there is plenty of content coming up on the BetRivers Network for you guys to sink your teeth into. So make sure that you are, of course, right across that. Before we quickly have a look back on last weekend's individual picks, let's have a quick look at the Handicappers League table, where we sit in a really strong third position behind the Champions League picks, which is, of course, a collective effort from a number of the handicappers across the BetRivers network. But the Ligue 1 lads of France are leading the race at the moment. But, of course, ourselves, we're on just under 6 units in terms of profit, which is very, very positive, very, very strong. Carlos has been on fire this season, and long may that continue. But, Carlos, tell us a little bit about how last weekend went from our perspective.
Well, it went well. We got 2 out of 3. And the one that we didn't get, Harry, was Sporting against Vitória. And here the bet was for, in a bet, reverse pre-pack, actually, for both teams to score and total goals to be over 2 or over 2.5. We didn't get it because we were we had the referee against us. It was a good call in the end. They gave one of the Vitória players a red card. Afonso received a red card in the first half, and that really disturbed what we thought that this match would be. So I had thought that Vitória was coming up, they were looking better, and I thought they could really create something more against Sporting. But that didn't happen. Sporting absolutely controlled the game. Vitória only put up three shots and all of them went off target. And Marcus Edwards came off the bench against his old team in the first half still and scored twice and made an assist. He was all there, you know, he was everywhere. So I don't see how we could have had, how we can feel bad about this one, because it wasn't really our fault. The referee was against us. So yeah, we didn't get this one, but we did get the other two. And that was Gil Vicente Portimonense. We took the double chance x2. I like these odds. I told you, a double chance at over 160 is always worth taking upon, if depending on the team's moments. And this was perfect because we knew that Gil Vicente did not have a coach. They didn't assign a coach yet. So we knew that Portimonense could create something out of this one. They hadn't tied any match until then away from home. And this was a possibility to get a good result or their first draw away from home. And that's how I thought about it when I predicted this bet. It was Gilles who had to trail for the result, because Portimonense scored first. And that's when I saw that things could go our way. And then in the end, it had to be Ricardo Matos coming off the bench, scoring the winner. But when they scored the winner, I was already safe and I was confident that we would get the double chance, because Portimonense were just a bit safer. They were just a bit more dangerous with the ball. And it did look like if someone would score, it would be Portimonense. So the hosts did have more possession, but curiously, these two sides had the same number of shots and the same number of shots on target. So 19 and 6. Well, they were twins here, but Portimonense won the game. And even if they didn't, we would be safe with the draw. So This one's another one we got. And then, of course, Benfica never disappoints these days. We went with total goals in the first half over one. We bet for total goals two at least in the first half, and it happened. It happened. I said that I was close to saying Benfica only scores two over 1.5 in the first half when I did the bet last week. But I said I'd like to be safe, and I like to keep everyone safe. You know, it's better to have one bird in one hand than two flying away. So why not, right? Why not? So yeah, we went on to have a comfortable bet, because Benfica even scored twice, three times in the first half, two of them by the center back Antonio Silva, 19-year-old, making a mess out of Sturil's defense. And look, it worked well. It worked well for us. Antonio Silva with this media bump, and he's getting more and more and more media attention these days. He might even make the national team in Pepe's spot, and that would be something to watch.
Indeed. Let's move on then to this week's picks, Carlos. Boavista take on Porto. What's your view on this one?
It's a derby. Now you can say it, Harry. This is a derby. Boavista Porto, 10 minutes apart. This is a derby. One of those old school derbies that everyone likes to watch. And yeah, although the results don't make it very interesting, the last 10 results, because Porto did win 9 of the last 10 matches. My bet here for total goals to go under 2.5. And why do I go this way? Porto actually have been scoring well. They scored against Passos 4. They scored in their last match for the cup as well. I don't see this as an easy match for Porto. I know that Porto will have superiority, and I know that they will probably win the game. But look, this is a derby, and this derby, it's match 150 for Petit, a classic Portuguese player, defensive midfielder who was part of the national team, and now he's coaching Boavista and played for Boavista and Benfica. And I know that Boavista is looking bad right now. They in the last six, they haven't won a single match. They lost four of those six. But I think that this is a different match, and that they go into a different mental state. And Petit really puts them in that mental state. So even though Sergio Conceição is in a good moment with his team, he's feeling good, and whoever he has to switch up, they go in and they make an impact and they feel good. I think that Porto won't have an easy job, and it will be one-sided. Yes, Porto will have more possessions. They will have more shots for sure. But Boavista, they have the will to make it hard. They have the will to make it Porto to work, even though they're in a bad shape. You know, whenever they go away, Porto rarely, against Boavista, rarely they score over two goals. And this is where I'm going with. I really think that Porto will win this one. But I think they're in total goals, we're going under three, to be honest. I think a 1-0 win or a 2-0 win for Porto is possible. I don't see Boavista scoring with the way they are playing now, because Porto is feeling well, you know. So yeah, total goals under three. So total goals under 2.5 at 2.02. I think it's a good bet. I think it's a good bet. Goes over that two barrier that we like to reach. Yeah. And I think that can actually happen. Yeah, it's I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Brilliant. Also, Casapia take on Chaves. You got an interesting pick on this one, Carlos.
Yeah, I'm going with what's working. I'm going with what's working. So last week, we went with a double chance in Gil Vicente Portimonense. We got that one, but that was a closer matchup. So this is against the odds at the moment. Casapia are fourth in the league. They are proving to be the opposite of what everyone was expecting them to be this season. And Chaves, on the other hand, are shaky. They are not in a good shape. They can't get consistent. But that's also one of the things I'm basing myself on to make this bet, you know, to go with a double chance x2. So either draw or Chaves to win. I'm going against the odds here. Look, Casapia, they don't score a lot at all. but they are fourth place. So just for you to see how things are going right now, they're the second best defense with 8 goals conceded, but they are the 10th worst offense of the league, and they're still fourth place, which is mind-blowing right now. You know, they're just a team that don't want anything to do with goals, not scoring, not conceding. They're just there, you know. So yeah, Shavs has been struggling with their form, and I think that this is one of those matches that Shavs already showed this season they can have, where they can surprise the big club. Of course, Casapia cannot be seen as a big club, even though they are fourth. But it's one of those that Shavs can go the extra mile and surprise everyone. We cannot also we can't forget they did concede 5 goals against Benfica, but then they had a few tough matches, and the matches that were close, they didn't lose. So I'm also basing myself on that. And they could have easily won their last match against Santa Clara. The man of the match was Santa Clara's goalkeeper. You know, that also tells you something. They had chances and chances to win the game at home. And they should have won it, to be honest. They should have won it. I'm talking about Chaves here. They still have some injuries that can impact the team. They've been there for a while. Bruno Langa, Kunimoto, these are players that are important for the team. But again, Shavs can make a difference. You know, Casapia are not known for by getting a lot of chances, a big offensive volume, a sea of chances, and I do believe that this match will still be balanced, even though Casapia will be lightly superior. Yeah, this looking at this way, look, it's a double chance, X and 2, over 70 here, over 70, 170, which is a great odd for a double chance. And the fact that Shavs has made some surprising and unexpected performances this season already leads me to believe that they can actually get something out of this game, even if it's not a win, which is unexpected at the moment against a team like Casapia and what the shape and the form that they are showing right now. I think that can happen. And I can see that happen because Shavs surprises us sometimes. They disappointed us in the beginning of the season. And now I think they're going to start turning it around.
Fingers crossed. Let's take it on then to Benfica versus Gil Vicente. Talk to us a little bit about this match. And then I just want to quickly ask you about how you think the World Cup is going to impact the Primera Liga, because we talk about it a lot in the UK. How is it impacting the Premier League? Does it make it difficult to kind of look ahead to the second part of the season? But we'll park that for a minute. Let's do Benfica and then we'll come back to that. Absolutely. Benfica, Gil Vicente, what's your take on this one?
Yeah, a Bet Rivers pre-pack, total goals over 3 and Benfica to win the game at 2.10. This is a good odd as well. It's a good odd, and moreover with what Benfica are going on. Shall I say this? The other things I said last week, we are focusing on goals, we are focusing on Benfica, you know, and this is what it is about, really. They've had 21 goals in the last 5 matches. 21 goals. That's quite. That's a great goal average for the last 5 matches for Benfica. And they are coming against. They are coming after 2 matches against Estoril, which they won. One of them 5-1. This was our pick last week. And then another one for the cup midweek, just yesterday actually. And we're recording this on Thursday, correct? Yeah.
Yep.
with a bicycle kick from David Neres. And this was surprising. I was expecting Benfica to rotate a lot in the cup, but they didn't at all. They went full strength with their best players. So would it be possible for them to rotate against Gil Vicente here, playing at home, feeling more comfortable? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no rotation before the World Cup. And that's where I want to get to after this. No rotation before World Cup. Yeah, the bet really focused on the Benfica goals, Benfica to win. Over 3 goals, it's more than likely with the way Benfica have been playing. Again, Gil is not in good shape. They were a part of our bets last week against Portimonense. They lost the match for the cup. They also lost against Arouca. Now midweek, they're not feeling good. They still haven't assigned the coach. They don't have a clear path of what the club wants to do right now. And that's something that scares the fans. And to be honest, scares me and surprises me, because Gil has been going have been getting better and better and better along the years, you know. And they're a North team, which I also like a lot. So even with the fact that this, you know, sometimes this interim coach can work around, can work the other way around, and like the team shows some fire for the other coach being fired because they didn't really like them. But that's not the case. I just think they don't have the quality to do something better than they are doing now, you know. So they do have one guy that can help this bet, which is Fran Navarro. I spoke about him last week. He just doesn't know how not to score, and he scored last week. I think he can even score again against Benfica. It wouldn't be out of the question to get a goal against Benfica, okay? But that would also help our bet of over three goals. So I'm expecting a one-sided match. I'm expecting Benfica to control the game like they have been doing and eventually get through the Gil defense to score a few goals, and I think that's going to happen. You have to go with what's working, and Benfica, these guys are really working right now. We cannot deny that. They did play midweek, but I think that they have proven by now that this actually helps them. And they are used to this Champions League rhythm that they didn't have to play this week. So I'm fully confident that they can give us this win yet again, another win from Benfica. We can go clean sheet, clean sweep this this week. Fingers crossed.
Yep, exactly. Just quickly, Carlos, just wanted to get your thoughts on sort of the timing of the World Cup. You're in Qatar now, obviously. You're getting ready for the tournament, which is kicking off in just a matter of days. But, you know, it's really difficult, isn't it? Because up until this point, you know, we've had a fairly good season, as we say. I'll just quickly bring up the league table again. Primera Liga sitting there in third position, which is great. But do you worry that it's going to be difficult to get a read on teams going into the sort of second part of the season post-World Cup? How much of an impact do you think it's going to have on the Primera Liga? Because, for example, in the Premier League here in the UK, we're looking at a lot of players going off to the World Cup, and we're looking at a lot of players who could potentially pick up injuries. I know we'll be able to reassess it again and make picks going forward based on what we know at the time. But it is a big distraction, isn't it, in the middle of a campaign, just when things are hotting up, to have to divert your attention to a World Cup. I know Nigel's been talking about on the Premier League show that there are teams this week that he's a little bit worried about because the World Cup is just around the corner. Did it play into your thinking this time around, and how do you see it looking going forward?
As I told you, I didn't, for Benfica's case, I didn't think about it. I don't think they will rotate, because otherwise they would have rotated on the cup. You know, they would have rotated in the cup or even in their last match against Estoril, because they came after a Champions League match, you know.
Yeah.
But that's where I was going. That's exactly where you started. You said that a lot of teams in the Premier League a lot of players from a lot of teams are going to go away. Of course, that's not the case for the Portuguese League. For Porto, Benfica, Sporting, Braga, yeah, there will be a lot of players going to the World Cup. Mm. But not for the other teams. But actually, I don't think that plays as big of a role as one can think. Because I think what's the worst is that you don't get to play together and you don't get to play in a competitive state like it's going to happen now, mid-year, you know, mid-season. So I think that it will affect a lot the Primera Liga. I think we're going to see a completely different Primera Liga. We might have a rough week after coming back from the World Cup. And to be honest, look, I think this perfect run from Benfica, who still didn't lose, and they keep winning and winning and winning, this can become very different in the second half of the season. You know, we've seen that Porto did this many, many times. They did this tons of times of turning the championship around in the second half of the season. They do it all the time. So why? Because Benfica usually drops. Benfica usually drops, and they are winter champions a lot of times. And some of the times when they are winter champions, then they get to the summer and they're runners-up. You know, so this is something that happens frequently. Will this affect Benfica? I think so. Because this is where you have to go, because Benfica are the team that are on a roll. They are winning everything right now. Everything. So you need to think that, yes, the players are going to go away. Yes, all the teams are not going to play competitively. But in any case, Benfica could be the worst affected team in this with this World Cup. You know, Benfica, I can't see Porto being as affected. I can't. I see Benfica, who are on a roll, who are perfect. They are absolutely a perfect team at the moment. I can't see them getting negatively affected, because positive, they can't be, because they cannot be better than this. They can't.
Yep.
You know, so that's where I'm going. I think Sporting, Porto, they won't feel it a lot. You know, Sporting cannot get worse than that. They can't, you know. So Porto will probably be the more consistent side here after the World Cup. But I still think that, look, Benfica has everything to win the championship the way if they can keep this up. I don't think they can. I think this is a perfect play from a perfect team in a competitive league that it's very hard to keep throughout the whole season. You know, it's like if you were playing, you were talking about the NBA and you would go like a Warriors record or a Chicago Bulls with MJ record, you know, very, very, very high and the best records ever. You know, this would be Benfica's best record of all time. So will it happen? I don't think it will. Will the World Cup play a role? Yes, but usually Benfica does drop after the second half, when the second half of the season starts.
Brilliant stuff, Carlos. Thank you so much, as always, for your insight and fantastic picks. Let's just quickly round those picks up. So Carlos has gone for under 2.5 goals in the game between Boavista and Porto, the derby, of course, and that is at +102. He's gone for the double chance draw and Chaves in their game with Casapia, and that's at -132. And he's gone for over 3.5 goals and Benfica to win in their class with Gil Vicente, and that's at +110. Remember, we're flying high in the Bet Rivers table at the moment, sitting third with a profit of just under 6 units. We are moving in the right direction. Jump on board, hop on, make sure you get your bets in, of course, ahead of the last weekend of action before the World Cup comes into play. Make sure you subscribe to the Bet Rivers Network YouTube channel. Make sure you are subscribed on whatever podcast platform it is that you're listening from, if that's your preferred way of taking it in. Be sure to follow us at Because We Win on Twitter. That's the handle looked after by all of our handicappers, and there you'll be able to keep across the latest content. Thank you all so much. Carlos, thank you so much. We'll catch you all soon. Until next time, take care.